Matt Koch is the vice president at the United States Chamber Institute for 21st Century Energy, and he's in town. He's going to give a presentation at a Partnership to Fuel America program this morning. Matt, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us what you do at the Institute.
The Institute is a part of the U.S. Chamber, and we're very active in trying to support the need for more energy in this country. There's certainly every indication that we need all forms of energy and more of it here to not only help consumers but help industry and put people back to work. And business needs that, industry needs that, and we're a small group staff that's focused on trying to help promote that throughout the country.
Tell us where you're going to be this morning and what your presentation for Partnership to Fuel America will have in store for us.
Well, I'm going to be at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. They're kind enough to host me, and I'm going to be meeting with a lot of representatives from large and small businesses and business organizations, and to really talk about what I was just mentioning about the need for more energy in this country. What opportunities are there? What barriers are existing that are in the way of trying to promote and develop more of our own resources? And as well as I'm going to spend some time focusing on what's happening in Canada and their resource development and what that means to us here in the U.S. and towards North American energy security and the benefits that they could bring to us, as well as towards jobs and energy certainty.
Tell us about Canada.
There's a lot going on up there, particularly in people may have heard now more these days since some of the developments that happened with the Keystone XL pipeline. But there's a tremendous amount of resource being developed up there. For years, we've been importing a lot of oil from Canada, but now with the oil sands development, we've been bringing in more and more than ever. Most people don't realize that we import more oil from Canada than we do any other nation in this country or in this world. And we think they're a great source for not only oil and gas, but also for electricity. And there's some great opportunity there to be bringing more energy from a stable neighbor to the north than perhaps from some other countries that don't have our interests in mind. And it can help us move towards more energy self-sufficiency.
What's your take on the Keystone?
I'm still hopeful it will get done. I would like most Americans, it polls really high that people want this project to be done, that it gets built sooner than later. There's a lot of jobs at stake. It's a private sector investment of over $7 billion. And now they're looking at doing some of it in pieces, but the main component to bring down that oil from Canada has not been done, and it needs to be built. It'll mean a lot for this country.
Will Canada look elsewhere if the U.S. doesn't work with them?
Absolutely. And that was probably inevitable as most business people look to develop other markets, but it's happening sooner than later now with what's happened in the United States and our rejecting the project. There's plans in place that continue to be developed to build pipelines west, either and also looking at possibly expanding the ability to move some of the oil by rail lines west, but to ports in the western part of their country and to move it overseas to Asia through the Pacific.
Why doesn't the Keystone get built?
Why doesn't I think there's some thought by some in this country that we shouldn't be developing any resources, that there isn't a safe and a way to do it, and that we don't need to do it because there might be an opportunity to find other sources, and I think there's people who look at it as an either or proposition. If we're developing conventional resources, we're not developing alternative resources, and that's just not the case. I think we can do both. We can do all those things, and we need to be doing all of them.
Tell us about natural gas and coal. What supply do we have, and what do we have in reserve?
We have a lot of coal. I think over 250 years worth of coal in this country in known reserves. I mean, that's the coal that we know we can get at a fairly affordable price. There's a lot more there. We're often been considered the OPEC of coal, but that development slowed as there's been some policies and some barriers put in place for the use of that resource. The same with natural gas. There's been a tremendous amount of natural gas development, as you've probably heard the stories about what's happening in places like Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Ohio, throughout the country where they're marrying two types of older technology. One is hydraulic fracturing with horizontal drilling and finding ways to get at some resources that they hadn't been able to get at before, pretty inexpensively. So it's creating this opportunity where there's cheap gas, and it's creating a lot of jobs, and that's good for America. You're seeing this all happening, in fact, with the gas, despite, you know, again, some regulations that are trying to inhibit it from being developed. But it's good. There's a lot of jobs being created. We're seeing chemical companies and steel companies coming back into this country that had left to go overseas for years ago, are returning because they see there's cheap energy, and there's also people who are looking to go back to work and want to go back to work in manufacturing.
Matt Koch is the vice president at the United States Chamber Institute for the 21st Century Energy. He'll be giving a presentationship at the Partnership to Fuel America program at the Michigan Chamber this morning at 8 o'clock. Matt, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.